Hello, this is Patrick Clark, the founder and host of Shh Productions Vintage Radio Hour. We endeavor to reach across the country sharing the powerful and time-honored gift of storytelling using vintage tales, tools of the 21st century, and voices that reflect us all. This project will continue to offer a creative sanctuary for all facets of the creative relationship. Actors and technicians from all walks of life will continue to practice and hone their craft in collaboration with fellow creatives from across the country. And audiences will be entertained by stories that transport them to another era and keep the art of radio drama thriving. Enjoy.
Good evening, and welcome to Season 3 of Shh Productions Vintage Radio Hour. Our collaboration, now grown to close to 90 fantastic performers and technicians from across the country, revisits the legacy of audio entertainment that harkens back to the golden days of radio to bring you a Halloween-themed collection of 12 shows filled with laughs, suspense, fear, and maybe a little murder. The upcoming show, The Haunted House, one of the Life of Riley episodes originally airing in 1944, features Richard Dana, Tony Ludovico, Jason Kintz, Elizabeth Ann, Troy Anthony Harris, and Jill Taylor in a tale about a Halloween dare that takes a couple of unexpected turns. Stay tuned after the show for the second part of our doubleheader, Our Miss Brooks Halloween Party, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now,
by day, Riley is engaged in the serious business of war production as a riveter in a California aircraft plant. But tonight, we see his less serious side. It's two nights before Halloween, and Riley is full of the spirit of the thing. It's quite dark out, and Riley's son, Junior, is just returning from a meeting of the Young Wildcats, his club, in a very thoughtful mood.
Is that you, Pop?
Shh. Yeah, Junior.
What are you doing hiding on the back porch?
Listen, peek in the kitchen window and see what your mother's doing.
She's washing the supper dishes. Say, Pop, what are you doing with that false face on? You're Mickey Mouse, huh?
No, I'm not Mickey Mouse. I'm the Rat Man of Blood Bucket Castle.
Oh, well, at the dime store they sell those false faces for Mickey Mouse.
Never mind that. Bet your mother will think I'm the Rat Man.
Oh, you're going to play a trick on Mom?
Yeah. You see, last night we saw a horror picture about a nice gruesome character, the Rat Man. He was a vampire, has lunch on people's necks.
Oh, he ain't a rat. He's a bat.
Oh, well, he's very depressing. Anyway, afterwards your mom was so scared something would pop out of the doorway at her, she walked all the way home in the middle of the street.
Mom said you made her walk out there.
No, I just invited her out in the street because it ain't polite to leave a lady walking on the sidewalk all alone. You watch now. When I scratch the door, she opens it up and sees me in this thing.
Okay, Pop, go ahead.
Okay. All I hope is she don't faint. Watch now.
Ooh. Pop?
What?
Bats don't growl, they squeak.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh. We got a guessing.
Ooh. Well, I never. It's Mickey Mouse. Junior. Hey, Junior. Go get your father some cheese.
You sure fooled her, Pop.
Yeah. Well, they don't make these masks as good as they used to. Or else maybe I got a very strong personality and it leaks through.
Well, isn't it a little early for Halloween tricks, Riley?
Well, it don't hurt to get an early start. Halloween's my favorite holiday. Look, Junior, here's something else I bought at the Five and Dime. See this book? Ghost Stories.
Oh, thanks, Pop, but I don't want to read any ghost stories tonight.
What's the matter? You don't believe in ghosts, do you?
No, I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't want to read anything that might change my mind. Too many people think there's ghosts now.
Say, Dumplin', what's the matter with him?
Well, I don't know. Ever since he came home from school today, he's been asking me if I believe in haunted houses.
What a question. With the housing shortage as sure as it is, who's going to leave a house empty for spooks?
Well, there's one empty house up on Chestnut Hill, Riley. You know, the old Sherwin place. Yeah, some people say that's haunted.
Yeah?
Miss Cornwell claims she saw a pale, white face at the window, too.
Yeah?
But Mrs. Cornwell's a great one for ghosts. She's always holding seances and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. That Cromwell kid's in Junior's club, too. I bet he's got our boy believing in ghosts. Well, I'm going to have a head-to-head talk with Junior. So you see, Junior, if I tell you there's no ghosts, you can take my word for it. After all, I've been your father for 13 years, ain't I?
Oh, sure, Pop.
Uh-huh.
But if there aren't any ghosts, who haunts haunted houses?
Listen, Junior, nothing haunts haunted houses.
Oh, yes, they do, Pop. Johnny Cornwell's mother proved a house was haunted.
How did she?
She said she saw a ghost face in the window.
Bah.
In the old Sherwin house, it was a horrible face, too.
Go on. Mrs. Cornwell must have seen her own reflection. There's a dame should walk into a room backwards and break her face to you slowly.
Then, Pop, she came home and held a seance. She asked if what she saw was the ghost of Alice Sherwin, and she got 3 raps on the table. That means yes in ghost language.
Fine language, all they can do is knock. They ought to be newspaper columnists.
You better not make fun of ghosts, Pop.
Look, Junior, would you sooner believe a ghost than your old man?
No, Pop.
Well?
But if the ghost said it was a ghost, it ought to know.
Okay, I can see you're a skeptic. Now, we'll have a seance right here to prove that what Mrs. Cromwell saw wasn't that Sherwin girl's ghost. Come on, put your hands up on the table. Go on.
Gosh, Pop, are you going to ask the ghost to rap?
I'll show you. I'll put my hands on there too, see? Okay, now I'll ask him something. Are there any ghosts? See? No answer, no ghosts.
Nah, Pop, you gotta ask for raps. 2 means no, 3 raps means yes.
Oh, well, okay. 2 raps for no, 3 for yes. I'll ask him again. Did Mrs. Cornwell see a ghost up at the Sherwin's old haunted house?
Gosh, Pop, it said no.
See? That proves it. Mrs. Cornwell's a phony.
We'll ask him again if there are any ghosts.
Okay. Are there any ghosts? Rap 2 for no. See that? The ghosts themselves say there aren't any ghosts. That proves it.
Wait a minute, Pop.
Huh?
How could a ghost rap 2 for no if there aren't any ghosts?
Well, there's a very simple, I was just kidding, Sonny. I did the rapping myself. Honest.
Well, your hands were on the table.
Yeah, but my feet weren't. Look it, I just kick up under the table with my foot, like this.
Aw, Pop, I bet you wouldn't kid around like that in a genuine haunted house like the Sherwin place.
Why, sure I would, only I can't because I ain't going there.
Would you be scared to go if you were going there?
Me? No.
That's good, Pop. Now I ain't scared to go neither.
How do you mean?
Well, down at my club tonight, we got to talking what we do Halloween. So we made it up that we'd go find out if Sherwin's old house was haunted or if it wasn't.
Yeah? I pity any ghosts when them young wildcats get in that house.
Oh, we ain't all going inside, Pop. Just one of us got elected to go inside. The poor guy who got the short straw.
Who got it?
Well, I did.
I see. Well, Junior, you show 'em you know there aren't any ghosts in there. I'm proud of you, Junior, walking in there all alone. I think that's a very admirable...
Well, I won't be alone. I made up a rule. The fella who got to go could take in another fella, his best friend.
Well, that's okay, too. If the guy you picked is a real friend, he'll go like a shot. Who'd you pick?
I picked you, Pop.
Well, I bet that... me? Look, Junior, I'm probably going to be very busy that week, and besides, I don't know if I...
Pop, you ain't scared to go, are you?
Well, no, but,
And you are my best friend,
aren't you? Well, yeah, I guess I am. Actually, the saying is, your mother is your best friend.
Well, I couldn't ask Mom to go. I'm sure glad you're coming with me.
Yeah, me too, Junior. Chapter 13. As Lord Twitcher stood there in the dark hall of the great lonely house, he could feel something evil in the very air. A cold wind brushed his cheek, and an icy hand seemed to touch his spine. Suddenly he saw the thing, and then he heard a sound, a low, wailing sound. Who's that?
It's only me, kid. Did I startle you?
Oh, no. I was just reading this book here.
The ghost stories you bought to Junior, huh?
Yeah. Such nonsense.
My, it's a quiet Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonder what all those boys in Junior's club are doing tonight.
I know what they're doing. They're all sitting over across from our house right now on the fence, like a row of buzzards waiting for us to come out.
Oh, are they going to the house with you?
No, they're going as far as the gate of the place to make sure we go in.
Oh, but you're not nervous about going, are you, dear? I mean, you don't believe in ghosts.
Well, no. You don't believe in them either, do you, Peg?
No, but there's something queer about that house.
Huh?
I wonder what did become of that poor Alice Sherwin.
Well, if nobody knows, I don't want to find out. What did they say happened to her?
Oh, awfully sad story. She was a bride, you know. Beautiful girl. Well, they were on their honeymoon in Manila, and he was a captain in the Navy. She and her husband were going to come home and live in that old house. And, well, he was lost in an air raid. Some say they were both killed together. Others say that she followed him because she didn't want to live without him. Well, anyhow, the house stands there empty, waiting for the bride and bridegroom that never came to live in it.
People ought to leave that place alone. And I'm one of those people.
Well, after you go there tonight, maybe people will stop talking and gossiping about the house. Because you're proof there's nothing there.
Yeah, maybe. What was all that talk about seeing lights and faces around the place?
Oh, just talk, I suppose.
Yeah.
But they do say that they saw a woman's a figure at the window in the attic.
Pop!
Junior! What's the idea of sneaking in like that?
It's time to go, Pop.
I... Huh? Oh, well... Yeah, well... Okay. Okay, Junior. Goodbye, Dumplin'.
Oh, goodbye, boys.
It sure is dark out, isn't it, Pop?
Yeah.
Pop?
What?
That Sherwin house we're going to, it can't be really haunted, can it?
No.
But it's funny that people have seen a ghost in there.
Yeah? Well, look, Junior. When we get to that house, you do just like me and you won't...
Oh, what are you going to do, Pop?
I'm going to keep my eyes shut.
Well, not even nervous Riley has any idea of what's in store for him and he as he and Junior head for the mysterious old Sherwin place. We'll rejoin them in just a moment. Right now, this is Rich Dana for the Ashtabula County Cattlemen's Association speaking for meat. The other day in a meat market, Mrs. Niles overheard a woman say, "Joe, I hear all this talk about braising meat, but just what meats do you braise?" Well, Joe, the meat man told her, "Of course." And out of that comes this excellent thought. Maybe some of you would like a little review of the braising cuts of beef. Well, in the first place, braising is an ideal way of preparing the lean, point-free beef coming on the market these days in order to bring out all of its fine flavor and tenderness. And here are the favorite braising cuts. popular pot roast, juicy Swiss steak, tasty flank chops, easily cooked short ribs, country fried steak. Oh, but why go on? My mouth is watering so much. I can hardly talk right now. But remember, braising is long cooking over low heat, and that's the way to good gravy, too. After all, whether you braise, roast, or broil meat, you're getting essential, highest quality proteins for which meat is nutritionally noted. Meat is a yardstick of protein foods because meat measures up to every protein need. And now, back to the life of Riley. It's just midnight, a very dark midnight. Even the moon is hiding on this Halloween. Riley and his son Junior are just approaching the rusty iron gate that guards the old Sherwin house, which is said to be haunted. Listen.
Here's the gate, Pop. Let's go in.
Maybe the gate's locked so we can't get in. Gee, wouldn't that be too bad, huh?
We've got to get in, Pop. The gang's followed us all the way from town and they're still watching.
Yeah. They trail us like sharks after a sinking ship.
Well, let's go in, Pop.
Okay. Wait, what's that?
The gate. The hinges are all rusty.
Maybe we ought to go back into town and get some oil, huh?
Come on in the garden, Pop. Gosh, it's dark.
Yeah, well, follow me, Junior.
Where are you?
Right behind you. Here. Give me your hand.
I see the house, Pop. The moon's coming out of a cloud.
Yeah. Junior?
Huh.
What's that over there?
I think it's your shadow, Pop.
If that's my shadow, why is it moving while I'm standing still?
Pop, it's coming this way.
Since when does a shadow make footsteps?
Good evening, Riley.
Come on, Junior!
Oh, wait, Pop, it's your friend, Mr. Odell, the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah. Huh. How are you, Digger? I never thought I'd be glad to see an Undertaker.
You're looking fine, Riley. Very natural. Tell me, what are you doing here around the old Sherwin house?
Well, nothing, Digger. We was just having some fun on Halloween.
Ah, Halloween. I adore Halloween. It's so gay.
Digger, do you hang around this old house much?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's one of my favorite haunts.
Haunts? Listen, you don't think there's anything in there, do you?
Who knows? Sometimes as I stroll through this old garden, I feel unseen eyes follow me.
You do, huh?
Riley, you're not going inside the house.
Well, we thought we might drop in for a minute. I could be talked out of it.
Take my advice, Riley. Remain outside. Enjoy the beautiful flowers. They're my favorite flowers. Lilies.
Digger? When you talk about lilies, please don't stare at my chest like that.
Strange how some people have no interest in horticulture. In my profession, we have a saying, you may not like flowers at first, but eventually they grow on you. By the way, Riley, how tall are you?
Well, I'm about 5 foot, why?
I'd like to borrow your overcoat Saturday to wear at the football game.
Oh, sure.
I'll pick it up at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I want to get to the game before they kick off. Farewell, Riley. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie.
Here's the door to the house, Pop. It's open.
Well, leave it open. Wide. Well, One thing, Junior, nobody'll ever be able to say your old man was a coward. Let's go in. Now let's go out.
Wait, Pop, we've only been in one room. We're supposed to go through the whole house.
As far as I'm concerned, this is a one-room house. Come on.
Oh, wait, Pop.
What?
What? I told the kids that you didn't believe in ghosts, and I said we'd have another seance like we did at home.
Junior, a blood relationship can only be stretched so far.
Oh, Pop, you said you'd do it in a haunted house, and if we didn't hear anything, it would prove that there wasn't any, you know, around here.
I already proved there wasn't any, you know, around here.
Well, you didn't do it right.
Well,
I found out for a seance, the medium has to be tied in a chair, so it can't pull no tricks.
Well, okay, Junior. I'd be glad to let you tie me up, only there ain't no rope. Too bad.
I brought some rope, Pop.
That was swell of you, Junior. I'll remember this. Go ahead, tie me up.
There. Can you move your hands or feet?
No. You tied me so tight, gangrene's setting in. Now stand over there by the window where I can see yous.
Here I am, Pop.
You'll see, Junior. There won't be any raps this time.
I hope you're right, Pop.
Of course I'm right. How can there be any raps when I'm tied up too tight to rap? And I also got my eye on you.
Go ahead, then. Ask if there's any ghosts here.
Okay, now. If there are any ghosts here, rap two times. If there ain't, don't bother. No raps.
Now say, if there are any ghosts, to rap three times.
Well, okay, but there won't be any. If there are any ghosts, rap three times. Junior, did you do that?
I didn't, did you?
Frankly, no. Junior, where you going?
Out the window, come on!
No, come back! Untie me, Junior, I can't get this chair through the window! Junior!
Pop!
What?
Pop, I can't get the knots loose! I better go get a knife!
Junior, don't go! Don't forget to come back! I had to open my big mouth for raps, and I got raps. Fine thing, all alone in a house with a... What's that? Who's that?
What are you doing in my house?
I must be going crazy.
Why did you come here?
I wouldn't stay, lady, only I got tied up.
I will loosen the knots.
Well, thanks. Who are you?
I am Alice Sherwin.
Oh, now I know I'm going crazy. I'm talking to a ghost.
Pop, I'm coming.
Well, Junior.
Please, don't tell anyone I'm here. I only want to be left alone here in my house.
I got a knife, and Pop, you're untied.
Yeah, and it was a ghost that done it. Wait a minute, her hands. They weren't no ghost's hands. Junior, you go outside and wait for me.
What are you going to do, Pop?
I'm going to have another talk with that lady ghost.
Why did you want to see me, Mr. Riley?
Well, when I figured out you wasn't a ghost, I got to thinking how lonesome you must be up in this house all alone, so I thought maybe you'd like to take a stroll over to my house and meet my family?
Oh, thank you, but I...
Oh, if you'd rather not talk, I'll go away.
No, don't go yet. I mustn't be rude to my first guest in so long.
Well, thanks. Must be kind of a shock when the first man you see in so long looks like I do.
Tell me about your family, Mr. Riley.
Well, my family's named Riley, after me. Very nice people, too. That was my son, Junior, that was with me tonight.
It must be wonderful to have a son.
Oh, it's great. I got a daughter, too. A girl. She's 16 now. The boy's 13, but he's getting older all the time. Then there's Peg. That's my wife. She's older than the kids, but younger than me. Say, in that picture of you over the fireplace, I guess that fellow with you, that's your husband, huh?
Yes, that's Robert.
He's a good-looking fella. Maybe you'd rather not talk about him, though.
Silence won't bring him back.
My wife told me about what happened. Of course, she didn't know the part about you being here.
I don't want anyone to know. I want to stay here, alone, with his memory. It's the least I can do in loyalty to him.
Oh, you mean you think that's what he'd want you to do?
Of course. Does that surprise you?
Well, yes, ma'am, it does. I don't know him, but from his picture there, he was a swell guy. I wouldn't think he'd want you locked up in here throwing your life away.
Do you think any man wants the wife he loved to forget him in a year or ever?
Well, no, but there's different ways of remembering.
I don't understand.
You could make his dying count for something by helping to beat the people who started this war and teaching the world that it won't pay to ever start another.
You think that I could help end this war?
Sure. Everybody can do something. The only thing a person can't do is do nothing.
Oh, I guess you think I've been very selfish, Mr. Riley.
Oh, no, no. You've been shut up in this empty house. You just didn't know what was going on. The people I can't understand are the ones who do know and still don't care. Those people live in something worse than an empty house. They live in an empty brain.
Well, I'm not one of them, Mr. Riley. You've given me something to think about, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, well, gee, that's fine. Well, I guess I'll be going. I'm sure glad you ain't no ghost. Of course, I ain't actually scared of ghosts, because I know there ain't no ghosts. Are there?
Of course not.
But, you know, Mrs. Sherwin, it's kind of dark out in that garden, isn't it? Would you mind walking me to the gate?
Thank you to our wonderful performers, our brilliant production manager, Nick Martin, the composer of our new original music, Chris Sanchez, and to you, our audience, for joining us for the launch of our third season. We hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for the second half of our doubleheader, Our Miss Brooks Halloween Party. Tune in to hear all of the hysterical hijinks and hoopla that happen when you try to combine a Halloween party with a surprise party. That episode is coming up at 9 o'clock. We have another doubleheader next week, so tune back in and... Good evening, and welcome to Season 3 of Shh Productions Vintage Radio Hour. Our collaboration, now grown to almost 90 fantastic performers and technicians from across the country, revisits the legacy of audio entertainment that harkens back to the golden days of radio to bring you a Halloween-themed collection of 12 shows filled with laughs, suspense, fear, and maybe a little murder. The upcoming show, Our Miss Brooks Halloween Party, originally starring Eve Arden of Grease principal fame and airing in 1949, features Tom Holliday, Susan Bunsold Wilson, Jennifer Myers, Philip Max Lewis, Jim Coe, Patty Winbush, Emmy Beach, Glenn Siegel, and Jacob Ernie in a wacky high school romp about a teacher's efforts to save Halloween and maybe her job. Stay tuned after the show to hear about next week's doubleheader. Now,
Well, many of us find it extremely difficult to get up early every morning, but our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High School, has been doing it for years.
Yes, and I've learned one thing about early rising that's helped me immeasurably. Once I jump out of bed, close the window, and do my sitting up exercises, there's only one more thing I want to do, and that's get right back into bed again. Last Friday, though, I was up and almost dressed by the time my landlady knocked on the door.
Time to get up, Connie.
I am up, Mrs. Davis. Come on in. I'm trying to get to school early so I can chat with Mr. Boynton for a few minutes before our first class.
Is Mr. Boynton still as unapproachable as ever, Connie?
I guess so, Mrs. Davis. But you know something? During this past week, I've gotten closer to him than ever before.
Really, dear? How did you do that?
I've been wearing my sneakers to school. I hope I've got time for breakfast before Walter Denton comes to pick me up. There's something he wants to talk to me about before school starts.
Well, he can talk to you at breakfast, Connie. My goodness, you've got to keep your strength up some way. We both know you don't get enough sleep.
Well, I didn't last night. Minerva slept in here with me, and she was very restless.
I don't know what's the matter with that cat lately. Between you and me, Connie, I think she's got something.
Between you and me, I think she's got several.
Maybe it's a mistake to let her get so friendly with the collie next door. They play together all the time, you know.
Oh, so that's the source, huh? Minerva had me up half the night with her pounding.
That's just her tail beating on the floor while she's hunting.
Well, I don't mind her tail thumping so much, but every time she catches something with one paw, she applauds with the other three.
Suppose we join Minerva in the breakfast nook. I've just given her some milk.
Fine, I'll have a saucer full, too.
Sit right down, dear. I'll boil you a couple of eggs.
Just one egg will be plenty, Mrs. Davis.
Well, okay. Oh, that must be Walter Denton now.
Just six eggs will be plenty, Mrs. Davis. The door isn't locked. Come on in, Walter.
Oh, hi, Miss Brooks. Miss Davis.
Hello, Walter.
How do you want your eggs, Walter?
Quickly, please.
Haven't you had breakfast yet?
Oh, sure, but it's 7:30 almost, and we eat awful early breakfast at my place.
Well, how early?
6:45.
I don't know how you're still standing up.
I'll go whip up an omelet for all of us.
Miss Brooks, I'd like to ask you something.
What's that, Walter?
Well, as you know, Halloween is usually celebrated tomorrow night, Saturday, but Harriet Conklin is going up to her folks. We wanted to sort of have a little party, you know? Harriet and my pal Stretch Snodgrass and I, we were planning on inviting you too.
Oh, where were you planning on holding the party, Walter?
At your place.
How nice of you and to invite me along. But I'm afraid we couldn't have any Halloween party here, Walter. After all, I don't own this cottage. I just rent a room for Mrs. Davis.
Oh, we've already got her permission. She's going to the movies tonight. Harriet asked her on the phone yesterday. It's up to you, Miss Brooks.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not interested in Halloween parties, Walter. I've got quite a bit of work to catch up on, and tonight looks like an ideal time to do it. Sorry, but you'll have to hold your party someplace else.
Aw, gee, Miss Brooks. Harriet and Stretch will be awfully disappointed. And so will Mr. Boynton.
Mr. Boynton?
Yeah, I was talking to him yesterday, and he was saying how swell fun it would be. He always thought Halloween was when he was a kid. And we even invited him to the party, too. And he accepted. Now there's no place to have the party.
Well, what's wrong with having the party right here?
Hello, Principal's Office. Osgood Conklin himself speaking.
Hello, Osgood. It's me, Martha.
We've been married 18 years, woman. I know your name.
Do not be so testy. Do you realize you left home this morning without even saying goodbye?
Well, that's easily remedied. Goodbye.
Wait, Osgood. I just called to remind you about your doctor's appointment this morning. He said he wanted to see you before we go to Crystal Lake tomorrow.
I am well aware of that fact. I've had plenty of time to think about it during the sleepless hours I spent listening to your dog thumping his tail at the foot of our bed all night.
Oh, but Prince is so lonesome. I mean, after all, we have each other. He's all alone.
Well, he wasn't alone last night. I've never heard of such scratching in all my born days. What's he got, anyway?
Well, he can't possibly have anything, dear. You know he doesn't play with other dogs. Oh, in fact, he would be died of loneliness last week if I hadn't taken him over to Miss Davis's for her to play with her cat Minerva.
Well, you've got to keep him away from me. My blood pressure is higher than it's been in years. And to make my mourning complete, when I bent down to tie my shoelaces, my glasses fell off.
Did they break?
Well, not until I straightened up and stepped on them.
Well, in a couple of days, we'll be at Crystal Lake. That'll make a new man out of you. Now, go down to the doctor's and get a nice sedative to take with you.
Very well, Martha. And it's a good thing I have an extra pair of glasses with me, or I couldn't find my way to the door.
Now, whatever you do, Osgood, don't break those.
Thank you, my dear. I think that's sterling advice. Goodbye. Oh, it's later than I thought. I'd better hurry.
So you see, Walter, we all meet in the cafeteria at lunchtime. We can make the plans.
Miss Brooks, I presume.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Conklin. I didn't see you coming. Oh, dear, I seem to have broken your glasses. Do you have another pair?
No, Miss Brooks, I haven't. But perhaps I could get you a long stick and let you smash the windows in my office!
You seem to be in quite a hurry, Mr. Conklin. Could I maybe take you somewhere?
Who is speaking?
It's me, Walter Denton, your daughter Harriet's dreamboat.
My daughter Harriet's... Well, I'll talk to you later, Miss Brooks. Denton, pick up that shattered glass.
Yes, sir. And what should I do with it, Mr. Conklin?
Eat it! You lame-brained dunce!
Hey, Mr. Conklin's sure in a bad mood today. He's pretty purple, doesn't he?
Even for him. He certainly is excitable.
Hi, Walter. Oh, hello, Miss Brooks.
Hey.
Hello, Harriet.
Did you run into Daddy yet this morning?
It's in the hands of the insurance company now.
His temper's pretty miserable today.
Yes, I know. Poor Daddy, he's been depressed all week long. I don't know what it is. We all try to please him.
What he needs is some recreation and diversion. Say, I have an idea.
What is it, Miss Brooks?
Well, instead of my place tonight, why don't we have our Halloween party at your house, Harriet? That way we could surprise your father and cheer him up a little bit.
Wonderful!
Miss Brooks, you've done it again.
Anxious as I was to get back into Mr. Conklin's good graces, I determined to make the Halloween party Friday night a roaring success. I had asked the kids to meet me in the school cafeteria at lunchtime, and the first one to show up was Madison's star athlete, Stretch Snodgrass. Although a whiz on the football field, Stretch's outstanding scholastic achievement occurred during a test last week when he spelled his name correctly. I was having a cup of coffee when he approached my table.
Here I am, Miss Brooks. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all, Stretch. But wouldn't you like to bring some food over before we discuss the party?
Oh, no, ma'am. I already ate.
Please, Stretch. I've already eaten.
Oh, good. Then we can get right down to business. Walter said he thought we all ought to masquerade as something.
That's a fine idea, Stretch. You could come as a student.
Oh, I got my outfit, Miss Brooks. I got some chaps and spurs and 2 six-shooters that shoot real blanks. I'm coming as Hopalong Cassidy. That is, if nobody minds.
Why should anyone mind? Unless Roy Rogers shows up.
What are you going to masquerade as, Miss Brooks?
Oh, I haven't made up my mind yet, Stretch. Of course, every good Halloween party should have a witch. Yes, I might come as a witch.
Perfect!
Well, don't sound so enthusiastic. It's pretty short notice to get a costume made, and I might as well come as...
Why go through all the trouble? Why don't you just wear what you got on?
Big as he is, I'll have to slug him. Now look, Stretch.
Hi, Miss Brooks. Stretch? Well, things are sure shaping up. Look at these swell noisemakers. I bought it this morning.
When'd you find time to get all this junk, Walter?
I sneaked out of my classes this morning.
Walter, you didn't.
Well, it was important, Miss Brooks. Besides, there's no harm done. Nobody even noticed I was gone.
That's what I like, a nice, observant teacher.
Oh, it wasn't the teacher's fault. You were facing a blackboard at the time. Look at this horn. I've got a siren in the mouthpiece. Listen.
Oh, please, Walter. You're in the cafeteria.
So what?
One more blast like that and the beef stew will pull over to the right. Now tell me, how are you going to go to the masquerade?
I got a terrific idea, Miss Brooks. I'm just going to put on this old sheet. You think Mr. Conklin will get a kick out of me as a ghost?
If he thought he was on the level, it would add 10 years to his life.
What are you coming as, Miss Brooks?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. Any suggestions?
Oh, just one. I don't want you to think I'm being fresh or anything, but this is Halloween, and it's on a party, so I'd be glad to furnish you with a broom.
I guess I'm a natural for it.
Hey, look who's coming over.
Oh, it's Mr. Boynton. Hello, Mr. Boynton.
Hello, Walter.
Hello, Mr. Boynton.
Hello. Hello, Miss Brooks.
Hello, Mr. Boynton. Goodbye, Walter. Goodbye, Stretch.
We ain't going nowhere.
Stretch, don't you know the old expression? Two's company, three's a crowd.
Why, sure I do, but there's 4 of us.
Come on, Stretch. We gotta help Harriet figure out a costume for tonight. See you later, folks.
Yeah, see you later.
Okay, so long, boys. Well, Miss Brooks, I think it's a splendid idea you're giving this little surprise party our principal tonight. It should do him a world of good.
It should do us a world of good, too, if he brightens up a bit. What kind of outfit do you think you'll wear, Mr. Boynton?
I've got a skeleton costume at home I have quite a bit of fun with in my college days. It's just a black, tight-fitting garment with a bunch of bones hanging on it.
Bones?
Yes, they're treated with a phosphorescent paint that makes them glow in the dark. It's quite a startling effect. The more so since I gathered the bones when I was an anatomy student.
From anyone I know?
Oh, I don't mean to dwell on it, Miss Brooks, but I find bones are a rather fascinating subject, don't you?
Well, that depends on what they're wrapped up in.
How are you masquerading tonight?
Oh, I don't know. If you're coming as a skeleton, maybe I'll come as a bottle of vitamins. I'm really a little stumped, Mr. Boynton. What do you think I should be?
Well, the most popular figures associated with Halloween are a black cat and a witch.
And I'm much too tall for a cat. Walter, a Walter!
Yes, Miss Brooks?
Get a lube job on that broom, boy. Constance Brooks rides tonight.
I'm glad we're going away in the morning, Martha. Dr. Benson told me I'm very close to my breaking point.
Yes, dear. Of course, Osgood. If you
don't shout so. He said some of my trouble was caused by my blood pressure, but that part of it was due to an overactive imagination. He wants me to be calm, relax more. I'd like to see him relax with that recurring dream I have.
You mean the one where the ghost visits you at night?
Yes. Only the last couple of times, it's gotten worse. Instead of a plain ghost, I've been getting one with Walter Denton's head on it.
Oh, really, Osgood? I just don't know what you've got against that poor boy. Harriet's very fond of him.
And then she should see the doctor, too. Where is she, Martha?
Well, she's in her room, dear, getting dressed. She said something about a party tonight.
Party? That's all these kids nowadays think about. Well, there won't be any parties at Crystal Lake. There won't be any nightmares either. Why, Martha, do you realize that while I was sitting in the doctor's office today, I saw a bulldog by his desk?
A bulldog?
Well, it was a shadow of his umbrella stand. I almost jumped out of my skin before he explained it.
Oh, things like that happen to people every day, Osgood.
Not to me, they don't. Well, at least they better not. How do you think the Board of Education would like it if they thought one of their principals went around seeing bulldogs?
Oh, just don't mention it to anyone, darling. Now, I'm going to get a glass of warm milk, and you just stay right comfy in your chair until I get back.
Very well. Yes, that thing looked like a bulldog. Marth's right, though. I better not mention it to us all. Oh. Now, who in the world can that be? Coming!
Good evening, Mr. Conklin. May I come in?
There's no tactful way I can refuse you admission. Come in, Miss Brooks.
Have the others arrived yet?
Others? What others?
Oh, you'll see when they get here. Is Harriet at home?
Yes. Yes, she's putting on her party dress.
Oh, well, then you know about it. It should do you a lot of good, Mr. Conklin. There's nothing like a household of people to get your mind off yourself.
A house full of people? Miss Brooks, is this party to be given in this house?
Of course.
I see. Then if you'll excuse me, I'll just take my hat and coat and beat an orderly retreat.
But Mr. Conklin...
My doctor has forbidden any excitement whatsoever.
Your doctor? Oh, this is a fine time to tell me. I mean, I didn't know you were in such bad shape, Mr. Conklin.
I am on the verge of a nervous collapse, Miss Brooks. But I don't want to spoil everyone's fun. I'll just leave quietly.
Leave? But Mr. Conklin, where will you go?
Well, what's the difference where I go? I'll just wander around the park like a homeless gypsy.
Oh, you can't do that. You wouldn't look good in earrings. You are not a well man, Mr. Conklin. Look, Mrs. Davis is going to the movies tonight. Now, why don't you let me drive you over to our place until I can eliminate the horde of pests, guests who are coming here? Oh, you'll love it over there, Mr. Conklin. You'll be able to relax completely.
If it will stave off my breakdown, Miss Brooks, it's the least I can do for my family.
Miss Brooks left right after dinner tonight, Mr. Boynton. I guess she forgot to buy a few items for the party tonight. I'm sure she'll be right back.
Fine.
Swell. That way we can surprise. We'll work out even better.
Surprise?
Yes, ma'am. We thought we'd try out some of our Halloween tricks on Miss Brooks before we go over to Mr. Conklin's house.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
I hope I didn't scare you in my ghost outfit.
No, I thought you were the laundry man.
How do you like my costume, Mrs. Davis?
My, you've lost weight, haven't you?
Oh, this is a skeleton suit in honor of Halloween.
Well, isn't it terrifying? And who's this cowboy with you?
I'm Hopalong Cassidy. But really, I'm Stretch Snodgrass.
Well, I'd never have known. Now, if you all go into the house, I'm sure Miss Brooks will be delighted to see you. I've got to get down to the theater now.
Oh, what movie are you seeing tonight, Mrs. Davis?
Jolson Sings Again. Again.
Again, again?
I saw it last week also. Have a nice time, children.
What should I do with this bucket of water we're ducking apples in?
Oh, just put it down by the piano, Stretch. Now I'll tell you what we'll do. Before Miss Brooks comes back, we'll all hide somewhere so we can really surprise her.
Ooh, good idea, Walter. Now why don't you get behind that couch? Stretch, you hide behind the kitchen door, and I'll get into the hall closet.
Great, and we'll all come out when I blow this whistle. Okay?
Gotcha, Walter. Hey, look! Out the window! Miss Brooks is coming up the walk, and she's got Mr. Conklin with her.
Mr. Conklin? Oh, she probably wanted to get him out of the way while we were getting things ready at his place.
So much the better. We'll surprise both of them at the same time. Now first, I'll put the lights out. Quick, let's get out of sight.
Well, here we are, Mr. Conklin. I guess Mrs. Davis has left for the movies. The lights are all out.
Well, it does seem quite deserted in here.
I'll turn on this hall light so you can see to hang your things up in the closet. I'll turn on some lights on in the living room while you put your hat and coat away.
Oh, thank you, Miss Brooks. What? Miss Brooks! Miss Brooks!
What is it, Mr. Conklin? What's the trouble?
Your closet! In the hall! What do you keep in there?
Just my coat, Mr. Conklin.
I see. But tell me, Miss Brooks, is it a long black coat with luminous bones?
Luminous bones? Oh, no. Please wait right here, Mr. Conklin. I'll investigate.
It's me, Miss Brooks. Oh, you should have seen Mr. Conklin's face when he saw...
Get behind those other coats immediately, Mr. Boynton.
But Miss Brooks...
I can't explain now, but don't you dare come out of there until you get a signal.
Well, Miss Brooks, what did you see?
See? I didn't see anything, Mr. Conklin. It must have been your imagination.
My imagination? Then the doctor was right?
What's that, Mr. Conklin?
I'd rather not talk about it, Miss Brooks. Oh, if I could just lie down somewhere.
Oh, of course, Mr. Conklin. Just stretch out on this couch. I'll go get another cushion for you.
All right. Ah, that's better.
Ooh.
Oh, I must be quite a sick man.
Ooh.
If I weren't sick, I wouldn't be moaning like this.
Ooh.
On the other hand, it's better than trying. What am I saying? I'm not the one that's moaning.
I've returned. I've come back.
Who's that? Where are you?
Look behind you. Behind the couch.
Behind the... Oh, no!
Oh, Mr. Conklin, are you all right? What happened?
Miss Brooks, how long have I been asleep?
Asleep?
Yeah.
Well, you just hit the couch, Mr. Conklin, which reminds me, maybe you better go see a good psychiatrist. This screaming of yours can lead to something dangerous.
Just do me a favor, Miss Brooks. Look behind that couch.
Oh, certainly, sir, if it'll make you feel any better. But I assure you, there is absolutely nothing behind this couch. I'm sorry if I startled you, Mr. Conklin, but, my cat, Minerva's back there.
With a sheet?
She was making her bed. Stay out of sight, Minerva. That's a good boy, girl.
If you don't mind, Miss Brooks, I'd like to take a couple of pills my doctor prescribed. May I have some water, please?
Oh, certainly, sir. If you've got an extra pill or two, I'll be happy to join you. Wait right here, Mr. Conklin. I'll go into the kitchen and get some water. No, on second thought, you'd better come with me. I don't want you to get nervous again.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right, Miss Brooks. It doesn't do for me to be alone lately.
Now, where is that light?
Well, dog my cats if it ain't roundup time.
What was that?
Oh, what was what?
Miss Brooks, do you mean to tell me I've actually taken leave of my senses?
Well, it wasn't a real leave, Mr. Conklin. You're just on a weekend pass. Oh, lots of people get temporary hallucinations. Maybe we better go back to your house.
Yes. At a time like this, I suppose I should be near my loved ones.
Happy Halloween, Mr. Conklin. Look, it's me.
Oh, Denton. How did you... What's this?
It's just my coat coming over.
It's me, Mr. Conklin. I'm a skeleton, see?
Look at me, Mr. Conklin. I'm Hopalong Cassidy, and I'll plug the first hombre that makes a move.
Snodgrass! Wow! Oh! Oh, stop that! I must control myself!
What's wrong, Mr. Conklin? You don't seem to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, you act all jumpy and funny. Gosh, Miss Brooks went through a lot of trouble to get this thing organized.
Walter, please.
Oh, Miss Brooks organized it, did she?
Sure, she planned the whole thing.
She deserves every bit of credit.
Well, she's certainly going to get it. Miss Brooks! Miss Brooks! Miss Brooks! Get your head out of that bucket. This is no time to be ducking for apples.
Who's ducking for apples? I'm trying to drown myself. Well, Mr. Conklin was so glad to find out that the things he thought had been happening to him had been happening to him, that he excused us all and hurried home. Shortly afterward, I excused Walter and Stretch, which left just Mr. Boynton, the parlor sofa, and me.
Well, here we are, Miss Brooks. You know, with that lamplight shining on your hair, you're absolutely
Yes, Mr. Boynton.
Yoo-hoo! Folks!
What's that?
Look! At the window! It's Mrs. Davis with a pumpkin head!
Just what I needed.
Happy Halloween, Connie! Trick or treat!
I've got a trick, Mrs. Davis. Here's 60 cents. Treat yourself to Jolson Sings Again, Again, Again.
Thank you to our wonderful performers, our brilliant production manager, Nick Martin, the composer of our new music, Chris Sanchez, and to you, our audience, for joining us for the launch of our third season. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for the next Vintage Radio Hour from Shh Productions. On Thursday, October 15th, we'll feature Danny Mann, Chris Johnson, Dave Barber, William Hafner, Kim Garrison-Hopcraft, Katie McAllister-Dankert, and David Bowley in a hilarious Halloween misunderstanding. The second part of our doubleheader will remind you of a Tom and Jerry cartoon come to life, as Josie Clark, Heather Caldwell, Natalie Tangeman, John Myers, Oscar Humbert, Glenn Kaiser, Ken Ernie, and special guest star Cabot Ray share the Baby Snooks and Daddy Halloween show. Until then, shh.